Welcome to Working with CFIO, Crit and Beyond. I'm Lydia Mitterlehner, and in this podcast, it's all about people who have built a life for themselves on Crit or are currently in the process of doing so. My guests are people who work here as freelancers, entrepreneurs, employees, or remote workers. We talk about opportunities and challenges, about bureaucracy, about courage and lessons learned, and about what it really takes to work in Greece and build a life here. So, let's dive into Working with CFIO, Crit and Beyond. To a new episode of Working with CFIO, Crit and Beyond. Today I have Paula with me. Yes. Paula and me, we were for some months neighbors when you lived in Kalamaki.
Yes.
And yeah, from there we know each other. We didn't hear from each other a while, but a few weeks ago you texted me because you said if I would do a small interview for a newspaper, because you started to write an article for a newspaper, and I thought, oh, this is so cool. Yeah. Because at this time I actually started also to do my podcast. Mm-hmm. And when I read this, I thought, ha, it's the perfect timing.
Yeah, it was
and
coming
it was
together.
So yeah, it was so nice. And yeah, so I know you already a little bit.
Yeah,
but the listeners do not. So do you just want to tell a little bit about yourself, like where are you from and why did you come to Crete and when?
Mm-hmm. I'm Paula, 33 years old. I'm from the Netherlands and don't know the exact year anymore, but I think 6 years or 7 years ago, I moved to Greece, to Athens. So that was my first, not connection with Greece. I've been on holidays when I was younger in Greece, but my first time really moving to another country instead of just traveling, and for a long period. So I lived for 1.5 years more or less in Athens. Mm. So that's how I came to Greece, and I left again as well to another country, to Spain and to Portugal, but then at one point I started to miss Greece again, so I came back. And I was just wandering soul, like going around, and just, I don't know, Greece made an impression. So I was like, let's go back. I missed it, some parts, the culture. And I decided to come to Crete after being again for a bit in Athens. And I was like, no big cities anymore. Like, I'm more an island person, or like, I don't know, village person, but yeah, with a lot of nature around and not the craziness of the big city. I prefer at this stage in my life. So yeah.
Nice.
I don't know if that answers the question.
I can relate. Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely. Oh, interesting. So you spent pretty much time already in Greece, first in Athens,
yeah,
then in Crete.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course, that probably everybody is interested in. How do you do it? What do you do for life that you can have this lifestyle that you live here? So are you self-employed? Are you employed? Are you just living a completely alternative lifestyle that you just travel and you don't need money? Or I don't know. There are also people who do this.
I wish. Let's go for the last one. I like the alternative lifestyle, and that the money just comes in my hand and I can live. I don't need much to live. I just like, I don't need a very luxurious life. But what I did is like, I traveled a lot after my studies, and then I never really went for a career in the Netherlands because yeah, I saw already quite a bit of the world and I was like, yeah, I want to see more. And then I found out that there was some jobs where they needed Dutch speakers in other countries, and I saw an advertisement for Greece and I was like, yeah, okay. I actually wanted to go outside of Europe, but I was like, okay, I need to earn some money, so let's go for this. And they need Dutch speakers. I mean, it's not gonna be a huge salary, but it's like I can live from that. And just, I went for the experience in the first place. And in the end, I stayed for a while. Also, COVID happened and stuff, so I needed to stay also for a bit. It was not a lot of possibilities to start a new adventure somewhere else. But yeah, like, what was the question?
Exactly what you do or what you're doing for me, yeah. That you can do this lifestyle.
Yeah, so I found, if I work for Greek companies, and where they need Dutch speakers, and it can be very broad, like well, it can be anything. But well, actually, I started with technical support job, and I do right now. I'm working also in a company which is based in Greece, also for technical support, IT support. For Dutch people, yeah.
But that means you, before you came here, you were already checking out how you can work, and you found these jobs already online before you came here.
Yeah.
So you didn't just come and try to find something here. You looked online.
Yeah.
But how did you find these jobs? Did you just find them on Facebook or other
something.
Special platforms?
I think it probably was a Facebook advertisement a few years ago. They posted a lot about that. Yeah, and I didn't want to go just to a country, because I did that in France. I tried that there and to find a job, but it's more difficult. It was more difficult. And also, to be honest, like, Greece was not always on my list. Like, oh my God, I want to live in Greece. But then I saw this advertisement and I was like, well, I actually want to live in a country where the culture is very different. So let's see and explore.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know much about Greece. Yeah, of course, I knew about Athens and the history and the mythology, but these kind of things, but not much. And the islands, I've been in Crete before when I was younger, but yeah, there was still a lot of stuff to explore, and I'm still exploring. So,
but so that means you are working only remote, so you're working online, it only is with your laptop, you don't go anywhere for
I have had jobs in Athens where I was working in the office, and now in Crete it's like remote. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is this full-time job, or how many days and for how many hours a day?
Yeah, it's a 40-hour job.
40
like
hours
8 hours a day. Yeah.
Yeah. And from 8 to 5, or what times, or does it change?
It differs. Yeah, it's 9 till 5 or 10 till 6, something like this. So, yeah, then there's enough time to live after that. Enjoy the sun. After that, in the summer, like have a social life. So yeah.
And I guess, like almost, don't say almost everywhere else, but you also have holidays, like 5 weeks a year or something like this.
No, I don't know if it's 5 weeks. It's like something like 22 days, and you have the Greek bank holidays because I work for the Greek company, so you have the Greek bank holidays as well, which is nice. Yeah. So like that. Yeah.
And you said you work for Greek company, but in Dutch language, so that also means you don't need the Greek language at all in
Indeed.
Your job.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
It's English and Dutch, and now the one I work for now is mainly in Dutch. Yeah, but so they are based and in the Netherlands and in Greece and in Bulgaria, the company I work for now. So yeah, that's it's combined. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice, because I'm sure, and it was also in my head before I came, that this was one of the big challenges in my head. I can't even work in another country because I can't speak the language.
Yeah,
but
true.
In a job like this, it's not even necessary.
No, indeed.
And how was it when you came here and you started to work? Normally you have to have something legal to work, like papers, or at least you have to have an insurance, or you have to pay your taxes. Did you have to organize this all on your own, or did this company do it for you?
Yeah, well, the first company I worked for, they already organized this, so they helped a lot with it. Some things before I was flying to Greece, to Athens in this time, and some things well was here in the first weeks, but they were helpful, and they arranged some things for you. So this was nice that it was already arranged in this time, so when I came back a few days later to work here again, this was already all done, so I could immediately step in, like because I hear from people around me, like who are not having this, that they are working for a Greek company and they are having some other challenges. But to be honest, for me there were not like huge challenges like that. No.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Because these bureaucratic things,
yeah,
these are hindering so many.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the correct word, hindering in English? I don't know.
I know.
Stopping people from going somewhere because they have fear how they shall do it and they have no idea what to do it. And everybody says when you go somewhere, this is so complicated. And then and all these things come up in your head and it's like a big bubble. But when you say that they organize everything for you and you just more or less have to say, I want to do this job, and then they do it for you, it's not a challenge anymore. It's easy, actually.
Yeah, it was quite easy. Like, and to be honest, I'm also not... Well, I come from a country where things are arranged quite well, but it's not. I'm not super annoyed when it has to take a bit longer. But I can imagine if you are like having different issues, like with a visa and stuff like this, and working from another country, having to pay taxes here or whatever, it's like there's bigger challenges. But yeah, in this way, like working for a company that supports your language, and it's the company in this situation, a Greek company, then yeah, it works out quite well. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it helps you. That's like one of the benefits. And I think that's also what they need to do because they hire a lot of people. So yeah, they have a responsibility if they take you. With me, they don't always take me out of my country because I'm already there. Then when I took another job, for example, but yeah, they have to kind of help you, support you with that to stay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that means also seasonality is for you no problem, because also some people who work, like for example in tourism, they know it's only for summer, and in winter they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So this is also no challenge for you. And would you say the work what you're doing is something you can do for years, you're fine with it, or is it for you more something temporary just to support your life here that you can do it? Or is it kind of work you say you're completely fine with and you see yourself doing this also in 2-3 years?
Well, yeah, maybe 2-3 years, yes, but like 20 years, probably not. Well, look, remote work and from the laptop work is always nice to support your life next to that. Like it's an easy way if you want to, also if you want to live remote or not in a big city, like where's the office? Like it's easy to work from home and remote and in your laptop, with your laptop. So yeah, maybe I will always do the side. I don't know. It's like there's many things I want to have for the future, but it's not my dream to the rest of my life work in this way. But for now, it's definitely, it's supporting my lifestyle, and that's amazing. So I'm content with it now. Yeah.
Good. That sounds not too bad. And so it seems this moving here, these bureaucratic things, they were not a challenge for you because it was more or less done for you.
Yeah.
Did you face since you're here really a challenge, what you would say you would like to tell these two people, that something surprised you in a not so nice way since you're here?
Well, maybe this is with the bureaucracy and everything. It's like, well, I lived in many houses in the last years. They don't always give you official contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So for the renting the house, and then the bank wants to see an official rental contract and your work wants to see it. And like, it's like, not everything goes super official. So yeah, that's sometimes the challenge. Like,
with the official contracts, yes.
Yeah.
I've heard it sometimes already.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, would you say something was even better or nicer or easier as you thought it would be?
With arranging stuff or like...
Generally, if you had anything in your head how life in Greece would be, and then you were surprised that something is even nicer or easier...
Well, what I was surprised about is the nature in general. They said I didn't know that it was so amazing, especially in Crete then, but I think also outside of Crete, like the islands and the mountains and the nature in Greece is like, it's amazing. And there's always something new to discover. It's like ongoing for me. So this is also why I choose to live here now. It's mainly, nature. And the relaxed vibe of living, like... the pace of life, everything goes quite tranquil. It's like
if you're not standing on the street with the car and everybody's honking on you because you're going too slowly.
It's a simple life, the good food, being in the sun, not too rushed. For me it suits me living like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a nice feeling. Mm-hmm. It's completely. It feels different as you live somewhere in a city or in Austria. The vibe is completely different, yeah. Also from what I feel.
Yeah.
And
it's also strange if I go back then to the Netherlands or another more northern European country. You feel like more like, oh, I have to have this. You feel like I have to walk in this space of life. Like, but no, then I'm back here and I'm like, yeah, this is more my way of living. Like, yeah, it's more back to basic and less modern, maybe, or yeah, in however you want to perceive that. But
yeah, it fits you more.
It fits me more. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, good that you found this out for you. And yeah, before you came here, did you have any kind of, yeah, of fears, of self-doubts that you couldn't do it? Or did you just say, I want to do it and I try it, and if it doesn't go right, I just go back or whatever? Or did you have these things in your head that said, no, I can't do it because, or I'm afraid because, or didn't you have this?
No, not so much. I most of the time decide something when I'm excited. I'm like, ah, let's do it. Like, yeah, bam. I'm a very optimistic person. So, and then sometimes the challenges come after. They're like, ah, okay, I didn't foresee this. Like, maybe. But I think that's also why I have seen a lot of the world and countries and traveled a lot. Like, it's because I just jumped into it and then I saw what would happen. I'm not so much worrying beforehand. Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, I'm not naive. I know you have to fix stuff and be careful, yeah, and everything, but yeah.
But you see it positively.
Yeah, if I feel that there's a chance to do something, I take it. Yeah.
Good, I like this attitude. And I guess that you came here has also something to do with your, yeah, with your understanding of freedom, just to live free. So this is always one of my favorite questions,
yeah,
to ask, mm-hmm, my interview partners, what they understand under freedom.
Well, to not feel limited in what you want, like till a certain degree, of course, from what is possible. Yeah, but for me it can be very big. It can be also just to, freedom is also just to be happy with what you have. Like, it's a mindset thing as well. Like, I think there's a freedom is a lot about your own beliefs and thoughts as well. This question, I didn't think about that. Freedom, yeah. Well, of course, to live the life your heart really desires. That's freedom for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's freedom for me.
That's a nice answer. And the funny thing is, just I recorded a few days ago an episode on my own, and I had a whole episode about freedom.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Because it's such a big topic, mm-hmm, and also such a small one, actually. But yeah, you can, yeah, blow it up a lot or just answer it very easily.
Yeah, but I think freedom is also a lot like, of course, you have to think about certain things you have to arrange in this world. You can, yeah, where you can be all the time with your head in the sky and not take any responsibility. You have to have some responsibilities in life, but there's always a way to find what you really want. And I don't know, I think also I feel privileged to come from a country where I can take these steps and go to other countries, and you know, that's very nice. Not everyone is always in that situation, but yeah, freedom is, it's also a mindset, I think. And how much you limit yourself. You can always say, like, outside of things limit you, but also your thoughts or beliefs can limit you a lot. So yes, I think that's very interesting to see what you can control yourself. And freedom is also, in other ways, just to feel that you can be yourself. So maybe I feel more free in this country because it suits me more than I feel free in the Netherlands, because there's some factors I cannot really connect with, and I have that more here, so I feel I can be myself more.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel, in general, the freedom feeling I feel more in Greece. And I don't know, because I'm a traveler, a wanderer, like, I like to explore, maybe that's what gives me freedom, mm-hmm, I think, as well. But also to be in a place where you, yeah, where it suits, where it connects,
yeah,
for you. Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. So would you say that you found in Greece, or especially on Crete, a place where you see yourself in a few years? Like, can you imagine to still live here in 5 to 10 years? Do you think this is your place?
This is always a question. Like, especially when, because I've lived in many other countries, then this is always a question. This is gonna be, because you're not in your home country, what is it gonna be? Are you gonna find one day this place and you're gonna stay there the rest of your life? It's a too big question, I think, to ask. For now, I'm happy here and I will see what happens. Like, but there's also other countries I really love. But for now, Crete is giving, yeah, what I'm happy with.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, nice to hear that you're feeling so good here and that it seems you're living the life you really want at the moment.
Yeah.
So for people who also think about coming here to Greece or especially mm-hmm. to Crete, do you have any advice for them, like a few words, what you would like to say to them?
Well, you should, in this case, just follow your curiosity. If there's a place you're curious about, or you have visited already, or visit it, if you have a feeling and you want to be sure first, if you don't want to just take a big step immediately, go and check. And if it feels good, you can take it. You can always change. You can always adapt your ways. If you make a change, you took the wrong turn. If there's already a wrong turn, you go the other way. So, yeah, I think life is, well, it's a waste to not follow what you really want or your curiosity, I think. So if you want to come to Greece, yeah, find out how you're going to do it. Of course, you need to fix some things, like work. If you can work here with your own work, what you have already from your country, or if you want to find a Greek company where you can work in your language, or seasonal work. It happens a lot as well. But it's hard work, but I think it can be nice as well. You're outside. It depends on your interest, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so just do it, go for it.
Yeah, if you
try
don't,
it.
Yeah.
And if it's not working, you can always we go are back. Lucky to have yeah. the option to go back.
Yeah, just feel that you don't burn everything, that you know you can go back if it doesn't work out. Yeah. Follow this feeling or curiosity you have. And see, just check the possibilities. I think if you want something and then you know why you want to do it, what you want to do, then if you're open for it, you can find the possibilities.
Yeah.
Just, you have to be open. Yeah.
Just go for it and try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paula, I don't know. You run through all these questions.
So quickly.
Very quick. You told me everything what I wanted to ask you already. So I'm just thinking if somebody wants to know a little bit more or has some questions concerning what you said, is it just okay when they reach out to me that I forward these questions then to you?
Yeah,
that
no problem.
You maybe
that's
answer
cool.
it about the work yeah. or if they want to know some more details.
Yeah. Did you already have all the questions?
Just reach out to me and I forward. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like I have to ask this, but mm-hmm. when you mention something and I feel this is done for me, I don't have to go into
yeah.
deeper, and you just did it perfect. So nothing more to say.
It's my first ever interview.
As
no, well, not interview,
you.
No, that's not true, but yeah.
Yeah, you did it very great, and there is nothing more to say, but thank you for being my
okay.
guest. It
yeah.
was a pleasure to have you.
No worries.
Woohoo!
If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to subscribe to the podcast and share it with someone who's dreaming about working in Greece. You'll find all links and details in the show notes. Thank you for listening and see you in the next episode of Working with CFU Crete and Beyond.